Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. It is a Monday. Miami Dolphins victorious.
How do we feel about a split? Like, so we leave on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Canes don't play.
Right.
We get a Panthers win.
The Panthers' destruction.
We get a Heat win, then a Heat loss, and we get a Dolphins win. Mm-hmm. So how do we feel about the split? Because to me, the Friday game was the only one that really counted. That was the...
Because the NBA Cup?
Yeah.
I think the road trip...
You got to go 500 on the road, at worst.
I think this is at worst. I think like 2-4, like 3. I think a 500 road trip is a really good road trip, especially who they were taking on. It was a long road trip. You went out west. The thing that's going to... The thing that defines the road trip... is blowing it against the Pistons.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to beat two teams, the same team twice in a row. Every game they were pretty much in, except for the Denver game. The Denver game, and even then they kind of made a valiant effort, but they deserve to lose that game. They deserve to lose yesterday. The game that is going to define the trip is the Pistons game, because you blew that game.
And the person that blew it, you would have never included in the who blew this one.
Yeah. If you would have walked away with a 3-3 trip, got yourself back to 500, you're sitting pretty. But, you know, I think unfulfilling is how it feels. I think there was some good stuff. I mean, mind you, like, you didn't have Jimmy for the majority of the trip, but also, like, oh, here we go again, another stint without Jimmy. You know, like, it's... you think of that. I think part of the positive, Bam looks like he found his shot by the end of the trip. Tyler's playing unconscious.
Yeah. Think of how bad that trip would have been if Tyler wasn't absolutely going bananas every game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Because even yesterday, like when you start lighting it up, you're like,
buckle up.
That's right.
They get back tonight. It doesn't seem like Joel Embiid's going to be in action for the Sixers. So this is about
shocker.
Dude, this is about as must have as the Heat got to have. This team's 2-10. They're not going to have their two best players, Paul George, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry. No, McCain. Their rookie's having a really good season so far. Be nice if they ain't playing their rookies. But
the Heat, the only team that doesn't really play their rookies consistently.
I don't know if they're the only team.
Everybody else's rookies are like balling.
I don't know. I don't know. Hard to say. You know, I feel like everybody else seems to be. But,
you know the answer. Stop trying to be nice. You know the damn answer.
In due time, I guess. Know.
And then you go, seems like all the other teams are playing their rookies. Like, stop it. Stop it. Stop being a fraud.
I'm not being a fraud.
I tell you what, I hope I see that horse walking the streets again. I'm telling you, he was just walking down the sidewalk and then the guy stopped him and he started doing the little fast step.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's doing show pony stuff. As soon as I get it, every time you start talking, we just gonna put it up there.
We're actually behind. I looked at the minutes per game for rookies in the NBA this season.
Okay.
And we don't even make the top 25, obviously.
Like, you're looking by team or by player?
By player, because we have, like, right now there's a rookie in Washington, Carlton Carrington.
Bud Carrington, yep.
Okay, I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I've never heard of Carlton anything in the NBA, but he has about 30 minutes per game. Obviously, that's a bad team, you know, but we look at Alex Saar, 25.7.
Even if this team was bad, the Heat wouldn't play their rookies.
But then, exactly.
It's a crazy thing.
You have better teams.
Big rookies,
on here.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The taller you are, you'd rather be what's his name? Muggsy Bogues.
Jared McCain, for example, Philly. You know, Philly's
He's leading rookies in scoring
right now,
and he got taken after Kalel, didn't he? Or was it one pick before? I forget.
It's similar at the very least, but he's getting 20 minutes per game. Zach Edey, another one that we wanted, 20 minutes per game right now.
Yeah,
it's rough. It really is rough to not even see. Like, I don't see anyone on this list.
He's the tallest person on your team.
It felt like Kalel was like starting to break through, and then Spell's like, eh.
We had this conversation when it happened. And I said, watch the next two games. He going to be sitting in UD seats.
Just annoying me, man.
Y'all made fun of me. I don't understand.
Yeah, McCain was one pick after Kalel. So is Kinect. Kinect plays, right? Kinect. I mean, I feel like JJ Redick's going to play the intangible shooter. There's no way he's not.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably like, oh,
yeah. You see how they secretly moved Bronny to the G League?
Yeah, but I think he only plays home games. I think he's like a part-time G Leaguer.
So what does he do?
I think he goes with the team on the road, I think.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a hell of a...
Hell of a deal.
Yeah, because I was wondering why... I was wondering why...
Yeah, Kinect's playing 20 minutes a game.
Look at that.
Kinect is playing 20 minutes a game. Dalton Kinect, he got picked two spots after Kalel.
Look at that, too.
That's intangibles, right?
Yeah.
Dalton.
Dalton Kinect. Dalton. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's intangible.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Let's see.
Huh. Only other Dalton Kincaid.
Let's see.
Something about that Dalton.
What about? Does Tristan Da Silva play for the Magic?
Oh, Tristan Da Silva. How could anyone forget him?
I think he
18 minutes yesterday. How about a whopping 32 minutes the night before?
What?
32.
This is crazy.
And let me tell you this guy's stats. 32 minutes, and he had 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. It's not like he's doing anything great, but he's still managing to get on
I just the think, court. Like, aren't you going to run Bam into the ground, dude? Like we're in November, and he's out here just like... All right, great. Another game. Like, thankfully, he's like, oh, phew. So who's he got to go against tonight? Andre Drummond? Is that who the backup center is for the Sixers?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. I guess it's a little.
Who said they're 5'10"?
Who's 5'10"?
Who's 5'10"?
Who are you lying to, J-Fig?
I was going to say I'm at 6 feet, but you know that's a lie.
They're all of a sudden talking about height. And they said, all of a sudden, I see. J-Fig, how tall are you? And I'm looking, and okay, it says 5'10". Okay. And I'm like,
she plays for the Sparks.
What?
Who's 5'10"? That makes you taller than half the NBA, the WNBA.
And I love the response, though. Oh, taller than I thought.
Yeah. Sure, tall J-Fig, can you reach up and grab your tickets over there? Yes, right over there. Grab those tickets.
There's one here somewhere.
J-Fig has a pair of concert tickets to give away to Papa Roach and Rise Against. They're coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in 2025. Caller number 7 for Kalel. Even though we're getting 0 minutes. Kalel Ware, number 7. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Papa Roach and Rise Against at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. The concert will be in 2025. But if you want to go to see Papa Roach and Rise Against, caller number 7 to 305-567-0560. We'll get those tickets. We'll take a break. Get back into the Dolphins a little bit. They win over the Raiders. And check that on out. Back after this. I actually like this song.
Of course you do, dude. Because he's not a bad artist like you tried to.
You're not allowed to say that.
He's not a bad artist, dude.
I didn't say he was a bad artist.
I think you said something like that.
I didn't say that.
You said he looks like he stinks.
I said he was a bad country music artist.
Oh, okay. No, you said he looks like he smells like cigarettes, and I agreed with
you. Let me tell you something, dude. He couldn't do Stars and Strings.
Oh, he can do Stars and Strings. He's actually really talented.
He can do Stars and Strings.
Okay, all right.
Why would you say that?
He needs all the computerized mumbo jumbo stuff. He can't just sit up there with some strings and strum, you know? He'd just be getting into his game. Probably would lose him, too. He'd probably go off to the Hard Rock Sportsbook and gamble. They'd be like, where's Post?
Oh, where's Post?
Shooting another commercial.
Sunflower, that song I just played.
Yep.
The first song to ever be streamed 20 million times.
Mm.
20 million.
That's impressive.
That is quite impressive.
You would say, though, it has more to do with Spider-Man.
Okay, you're giving Miles Morales the credit over Post Malone.
I would give Miles Morales the credit.
What about the other artist on the song who does the majority of the singing, actually, now I think
Didn't you tell me he also does the Wingstop song?
No flags. No. Yeah, that is...
that guy's got to be rich as hell.
Sway Lee?
He's got that Wingstop money, and he's got the most streamed song ever.
Pretty good. Sway Lee. Network.
Which one? Yeah, but so like that kid's starting off the song, right?
Correct.
So he does all the work there. Post Malone's a coattail rider.
He kind of does.
Okay, yeah. So like, well, you kind of see what I'm saying?
I kind of do now. Actually, the more we talk about it, that is.
Can you guys just stop?
Why do you have this affinity?
That's so messed up.
Why is it messed up, JFig? Do tell.
Because he wouldn't be where he's at if he had nothing.
What? Yeah, okay, you ever hear of a little band called Milli Vanilli?
Ah.
Yeah. Prodigy System. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So you saying that Post Malone and Milli Vanilli are samesies?
I'm just saying system artists. That's all I'm saying, dude.
Wow. Industry plant.
You can't say that because he crosses over three genres.
Oh, he does with the biggest stars known to man.
There is some.
It's like, hey,
why are they doing music with him if he's garbage?
Hey, Tobin wants to be in the NBA. I think I'm going to start my team, but I get to draft anybody I want. I'm going to go with a LeBron and Joker and Dwayne Wade, and I'm going to be on the greatest NBA team of all time. You know, like, what are we talking about, dude?
It's pretty amazing that that guy could have success in three different genres. Right? Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You know who's similar to that, but it didn't work out in all genres? Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, I mean, he did just didn't he just open up the NFL in Germany? I saw him.
I actually don't agree with me, but he was.
But remember, he was a rapper.
Yes, but he was.
And it was good. He wasn't good.
He was good, but then Eminem destroyed him.
I don't think he was that bad.
He wasn't terrible, but he didn't have success Post Malone.
You want to know? You want to know why?
In all genres.
Yeah, you want to know?
Because he got into beef.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he didn't do an album with Jay-Z.
Okay.
Like if he's like, if he would have been on one Jay-Z single.
You know that works. Hey, idiot. You know that works both
that.
Ways.
That's not nice.
If you don't have any talent, the stars ain't going to do music with you.
If your agent calls you up and be like, hey, we got this guy, right? He's under the agency. Here's a gazillion dollars to be on a feature with him.
Oh, easy. Happens.
Do you think they're going to say no?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do.
Some don't, dude. Some don't.
No, some of them do. You got to have a name. They're not just going to put their music on anything.
All right, dude. I'm going to ask an expert on this.
Who are you asking? Who?
None of your business.
You're texting Jennifer. Marcos.
None of your business.
He's totally texting Slim.
No, I want to know who you're texting.
It's got to be Slim.
His Kentucky insider.
Tyler Hero.
No, his uncle. His uncle was friend of a dad, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's his uncle, the Kentucky fan. I don't know. He's not my favorite, but I won't sit here and say that he's not talented.
Who?
Post Malone.
Right.
I do understand what he means, though.
Is he texting Solana?
Yes.
No wait. He said an expert.
No, you got me.
First of all, let me tell you something.
There I go.
The fact that you're texting Solana during this show, go stand in the corner.
He's not. I'm not texting Solana.
He's not going to text.
I want to know who you're texting. Like, they need to be a credible
source. You take sides against the family?
Imagine like how much work Tua's had to do, right? Like Tua's sat here for years. He goes, you just approached Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, Tua. Oh. He goes, oh, no credit whatsoever. No, but you guys are sitting here giving Post Malone credit because he's on a song with Morgan Wallen. And by the way, I have really nothing against his music. Well, I'm not a fan of his country music. I don't listen to it. But it really is just this commercial just annoys me. It annoys me.
But he doesn't hear. You don't understand. See, here's the thing you fail to realize about music. A lot of these collaborations could basically be a part of him being a hell of a producer and being able to make the music and then collabing with someone else. For example, Prince used to write music for everybody.
Oh, okay, dude. You're comparing him to Prince?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying another artist that you know for only one type of music has written music for several people in different genres.
Unbelievable. You know who you give it's a little unbecoming, Leroy, because you want to know who you give a hell of a time about this about? J-Lo. You're like, oh, she always seems to be hopping around when she wants to do something. But Post Malone does it. And you're like, he's a great artist.
Because Post Malone did it by himself.
Did he?
Originally?
Oh,
really, dude?
Oh,
really? Dude. Wow. He took the Wingstop Kid song, took all the credit for it.
The Wingstop Kid?
Took that kid's credit. He hopped over to...
Wait a minute. Didn't last week you say you hated that commercial?
I'm so sick of that commercial, too. I mean, I'm sure that song was great, but that's not the kid's fault. That's Wingstop's fault. I wanted to talk about the Dolphins.
Yeah, please.
I quit going to Wingstop. I quit going to Wingstop when one time I ordered something before a Sunday game. The Wingstop door was open. Nobody was in the store.
Self-service.
And they took my money.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. That is the problem.
Yeah. I went to pick up the Wingstop.
Yeah.
I went into the store. It was black. Nobody was in there.
Yep.
And I guess somebody didn't show up.
Next time you got to help yourself to the fridge.
No, dude.
Take home.
I was terrified. You ever just imagine you walking into a store and it's empty.
Yeah, I would think something nefarious
right,
went down.
Exactly. So I got the hell out of there. They returned my money the next day. So yeah. Sorry.
That's in a lot of ways, Tua is like Wingstop.
Oh, really? Well, and how's that?
Loves the flats.
Okay.
You know, throwing it in there.
Yeah, of course.
I got to tell you, when I was younger, one bone guy. Yep. Now I'm a two bone guy.
You've become a flats guy?
Yeah, I like the flat.
Not enough meat on that thing.
No, you
in between the thing.
What happens? Calais Campbell, what happens when you are just left with an all flats order?
Sorry. You know, it ain't chicken unless it got a drum in. And they have the audacity, some of these wing places, to charge you extra. You want all drums or all wings?
You know, listen. That's just that's just slowing up the process of selection. But if you go to with a big order, Calais Campbell,
We're still hungry, dude. What kind of show do we do? Always like somebody will say Mike McDaniel, and then we know the people, we know the players in town,
yeah.
We know the players across the country. We talk about them, but not really.
We've been talking about them. What are you talking about, dude? It's been a busy weekend.
Our last 20 minutes have been about Tobin thinking Post Malone is garbage.
No. Okay. That's not true. That's not what I said.
This is changing.
Again, I've said, all right, all I've said with him is kind of sick of his ad, all right? And second of all,
it's not his fault either. Just like you said, it ain't the song from the wing... The Wingstop, it's the Wingstop people.
Right, but what got me sick of his ad, though, I guess is mostly because, you know, he's ruined country music.
Wow.
Has he?
This is a deeper
ruining.
Issue.
Ruining.
Actually, in the last 5 or 10 years, the collabs have brought more people to country.
Trust me, I don't need more people.
Mm.
Really?
Nope.
But are you discrediting what he just said? It's absolutely accurate.
Is it?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so.
A decade ago, no one would accept country music, especially right. down here.
Like, I don't know about
you
that.
You know what? You know why a lot of people
I know
like,
about that.
You know why a lot of people like.
Why do you get to be the definitive?
And Teddy Swims. You know why? Just because of all of the crossover songs they do. They like those two guys do a lot of songs where they sample or they remake a lot of other songs just in a studio. Like they don't put them on an album. And so you go into YouTube and stuff like that, and they singing all these other songs, and they're awesome. And then you start listening to their music.
Yeah, but I didn't take Teddy Swims. I don't take his credit away because he didn't, you know, go and tag team up there with Luke Bryan and Morgan Wallen.
He uses auto-tune. That's not country.
But Teddy Swims, in his albums, he does a lot of covers. Teddy Swims does a lot.
That's okay. I have no problem with covers.
Teddy Swims looks like
if you do a good cover, you get credit from me.
Looks like he sinks more than swims, if you know what I'm talking about.
Do you even know what the greatest cover ever? Right?
Cover two.
Whitney Houston. No, Whit.
Okay. What did he say?
Point for Toby!
Let me tell you what he said. He said, if I was in the studio, we would be wrestling in that corner over there. Because of those comments.
Please tell me what he said.
Woo! I said, you know what song is the best cover ever?
Wagon Wheel by Darius said, Rucker.
Cover two. No, Whitney
Wagon
Houston.
Wagon Wheel.
Disagree.
Whitney Houston. Mm. No, it was.
Well, what's the cover?
You can't tell me what my opinion is.
I Will Always Love You.
Oh, that's good.
Sung by, it was originally sung by Dolly Parton, and I think Dolly Parton has covered it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she wrote it.
What?
No.
I think she did.
I think Dolly Parton covered it also. There, or two people covered it after her.
I think she wrote it.
Pull it up.
Original, 1973, songwriter Dolly Parton.
Point.
It's a point.
Point.
Point. Point, guys.
I know music.
Point.
Dude.
Point.
The one point you had.
You're not the only music guru on there. You're not the only music guru, JFig.
No, I'm not a music guru. I just listen to all music. Hmm. I listen to all music. If it sounds good, I listen to it. It don't matter what genre.
Love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Good person.
Dolly Parton is only known for one thing.
What? No, I wouldn't. You watch yourself with Dolly.
Take it easy. You take it easy.
Why don't you go
minus one to him, by the way.
You know what that is? A minus one,
dude.
Minus one.
Dave South said it better.
Nope.
Okay. Real mature in this chat today. Real mature.
Tell you what else. If you need some help with some covers.
Huh?
Or what's going on under the covers.
Uh-oh.
You want to try Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. So whether you're married looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress somebody new. Blue Chew is for you. And the great thing is, it's online. So there's no doctor's visits, no going to the pharmacy, no waiting in lines. Just ships right to you in a discreet package. Plus, got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You pay just $5 for shipping, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew shipped to you for free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
I had to go bring my guy outside some water. He was killing it out there.
Oh, nice.
I take care. Listen, yeah. It ain't his fault. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Told you he was going to do well. Always had faith. Did.
He still gives me that look. I say, hey, you want some water?
Yeah.
Agua. Just say agua.
Well, I know that now. Okay. I also had the water in my hand. So when I reached out to hand it to him, he said, oh, thank you. So
did he say thank you? Did he say gracias?
Oh, no. He was using Google Translate.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
Tried and true.
Hold on. He's in the house. Hold on.
All right. There he goes. Okay. He's off. All right. Let's get to All Right, Oh No here to close out a Monday. My All Right goes to John Bones Jones.
All right.
Returned to the Octagon this weekend, and he put a beat down on Stipe Miocic to keep his heavyweight title, spinning back kick, breaking the ribs in the third round to finish the fight. It was not close. John Jones pummeled him with elbows for 5 straight minutes in the first round, then basically high kicked him and jabbed him in the second round, and then in the third round it was body kick, spinning back kick, over for Stipe. So John keeps the belt. And hopefully this means that he will actually go and defend that against the interim champion or number one contender, whatever you want to refer to him as, Tom Aspinall. That is the way it should be.
You'd rather see that?
Yes.
Nice.
I think that the buildup this week, all the press conference reaction, all that stuff has led me to believe that that's the way they should go. Instead of having Poatan fight him, as much as that would be a fun fight too.
Yes.
I just think that Poatan's a little too one-dimensional, and I just think that that's going to go poorly for him.
Huh.
So
I haven't known Aspinall to do anything other than knock people out, though.
That's because he just steamrolls everybody and can do that around, but he can sub you. Yeah, I mean, Aspinall's one of these fascinating guys. Probably watch John. Like, he's a next-generation kid who's done everything.
Sweet.
Doesn't mean he's going to beat him. I mean, I'm still going to pick John Jones, even though the early lines have Tom Aspinall as the favorite.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, John just, I mean, he's so, you know what the thing with John Jones is, the thing that makes him just the best is he just finds everywhere to hurt you. Like, he'll kick your knee. He'll, you know, throw elbows like an octopus. He's just so good at this sport, better than anybody. And I'm not picking against
his skill set is greater than any individual coming from a particular skill set.
Yeah,
like usually a ground and pound guy.
I don't think there's anybody who fights like him. Like, even after all these years, like nobody's. Honestly, like Oliveira in the fight beforehand was kind of like the closest version of that because he was literally doing everything.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you too, if I can give it an oh no, Michael Chandler.
What?
Valiant effort in the fifth round. No. You almost pulled it off, but you didn't. And
epic when he dropped him. That was cool.
It was a show pony move. Yeah. That does nothing. No, all that literally does was him standing up. You basically fell for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's all you did was him getting up, having Charles Oliveira on his backpack like that, and him dropping him twice. He wasn't going to hurt him.
No.
It's literally like it's numero uno is don't do that. That's why nobody does that.
That was fun.
He just did that for sure. He's a show pony.
That was fun.
He's a fun show pony.
He totally lost.
But his record has looked very dicey in the UFC. He's 2-4. One of those being against Tony Ferguson, who lost a gazillion fights in a row, and why he gets to do a call out afterwards is crazy. By the way, did you notice how Dana White then punted on Conor McGregor fighting in late 2025?
What?
Because it's late 20 never. He's never fighting.
I've taken that take and regurgitated at multiple conversations. He's never fighting
again. He's never fighting again. Leroy, you're all right. Oh no.
All right. My all right is going to go to the Dolphins.
All right.
The last 4 weeks have been the football that we thought we were going to get all week. And although you did not win all those games, I'm just good to see that Dolphins football is relatively back. The games are entertaining. You go into a game knowing your team has a chance, not hoping. And so I'm glad it's back and getting ready for this last final stretch. My own no. I love Netflix. I love you. But there's two things you need to do for me. One, you can't be the foremost expert in streaming and then have me looking at the squiggly lines on the TV from stream.
It was brutal.
It was brutal.
I had to sit there with a pirate stream open.
I had to watch it on my phone because I got better reception on my phone than on my giant TV. So that was annoying, right? But I would like an investigation on who was watching that woman's fight. Because I didn't have a dog in the race. I didn't bet on the fight. The fight was entertaining, but how they picked Katie Taylor to win that fight is beyond me. I want an explanation and I want answers, and then I want them to fight again for the third time. Because that was by far the greatest thing about sports is as long as two teams or two people are competing, you could get something great. And that fight was awesome, besides the 17 headbutts and the look of that eye above
brutal.
Her. Look, it was open up like that.
I couldn't even look at the
screen. Who was harder to understand this week? Was it Katie Taylor's team and her, or was it Paul Craig, the Scottish people? Because they were they would go to Paul Craig in the corner during UFC, and John Anik and Joe Rogan, like, I don't know what those guys just said.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for both fighters because, of course, Katie Taylor's going to try to defend why she won.
Yeah.
But she know damn well she didn't win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sucks when you put the fighters out there who know it was a bogus conclusion or result, and they try to justify it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to see I would pay to see that fight again. Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Well, my all right goes to finally putting aside all this nonsense of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Just glad it's over.
Right.
Just glad it's in the rearview mirror, you know? I'm glad.
I can't be mad at you.
It was just, I feel like I wasted time. Anyway, my own no, I have a couple of them, okay?
Okay.
One obviously goes to Netflix.
Bums.
I need you to fix it before people start writing with these NFL games.
Yeah, but the other thing was it's free. Wasn't like it was a pay-per-view.
Technically not free.
It's bonus.
It's bonus. It comes with subscription.
Right.
You know, they didn't pull a DAZN where you subscribe to DAZN and also pay $59 to watch Kennedy Golovkin.
You got jobbed on that one.
Ridiculous.
My other oh no goes to Jake Paul's outfit. It's a little too extra, especially when you're putting diamonds on it. And then he had a little Alec Monopoly piece on the side. Like, when the second I heard Alec Monopoly.
They also, is he famous?
Yeah, he's a thing. Yeah. If you go to Wynwood,
very basic.
You'll
very
see basic. A lot
That's
of.
That's the person who draws all the Monopoly people?
Correct. The rich and rich.
But Monopoly. How does he have the most expensive shorts? Because I feel like Mayweather's done the $1 million shorts a couple of times.
You know why? Because unfortunately, some dummy decided art is more expensive than everything. Because I was watching a video recently. It was like a $50 million house, whatever. Art. So just because of that art piece, that increases the value more than a diamond. Doesn't make sense.
Remember when Connor and Floyd fought and they pretended like that belt the WBC made was worth $3 million because it was made of alligator skin?
Was it not worth
it? It wasn't. Dude, Chael Sonnen had the best line for this because he was doing coverage that week. He goes, there's no way that thing's worth $3 million. I saw it just lying on a table for anybody to take. If somebody's worth $3 million, that thing's got security.
That's true. That's a good point.
It's a good point.
A good point.
It's a good point.
Bad guy, good point.
Well, that being said, I hope Jake Paul takes on that little cheater.
Oh, no. He's fighting Tommy Fury's next fight got announced, Javik. He's fighting former UFC fighter Darren Till in a boxing match coming up.
Scrap it. I want Jake Paul.
What?
That's it. She's spoken. She has spoken.
All right. Froggy?
That was all of your own O's, J-Fig?
Yeah.
Yeah, besides, you know, Tobin.
Okay, that's a weekly.
What does that mean?
I mean, you've been very critical of Post Malone.
You know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes I get too dug in on things because you guys are like, ooh, Tobin, you're so mean at Post Malone for getting $1 gazillion to do Hard Rock. It's like, I don't need him to advertise Hard Rock, all right? I love the Hard Rock. Nobody loves
the
Hard Rock.
We were talking about that. We were talking about you attacking him as an artist.
No. This is typical. First of all, I want to say two things. One, you say Marcos is my hype man. You two might as well be the Hardy Hardy Boys in WWE. You're a tag team, okay?
Whoa!
Like, you guys join up and you like have to come
in.
You have to come to the rescue of Post Malone. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's you. If there's Leroy, there's J-Fit. That is. Like, that's you two.
Tobin and Marcos, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Like, it's ridiculous. I did not take him out as an artist. All I said was, I'm sick of that commercial.
You called him DJ Khaled.
Kind of is the collab king, though. But I will say, I have asked my country music expert on this. All right.
I want to know who that is.
I've asked my country music expert on this.
Oh, it's TC. It's got to be TC.
It's TC.
It's got to be TC.
Host of mornings.
Yes.
Kiss
yes.
Country, him and all Dina right. B. Which, by the way, my daughter was more thrilled to see them than anybody at Stars and Strings.
Wow.
She loves TC and Dina B.
Good people.
And so I simply asked, Post Malone, good at country or stinks? And if good, is it only because he was coattail riding Morgan Wallen?
Okay. What a question.
See, wait, this is why he needs supervision when asking questions,
up
polls.
Because they're going to go ahead and go along with his bits.
Yeah.
Then he responds, just simply, good at country.
Okay.
And he's got more coming soon.
Ooh.
But also bigger because of Morgan for sure.
Ah.
To which I responded, damn, I was hoping you'd tell me he was a coattail rider.
So then, not looking at your friends, your people you hang out with, break bread with, go to social events with, you call an outsider to confirm what we've been saying?
Yes.
Minus one.
Why? Some say that's doing the research. This is what Chris Fowler wanted the whole time.
Minus one.
Time.
When I have a question about MMA, who do I call?
I don't know.
You!
When he has a question about hockey, who does he ask?
For some reason, me, and I don't understand it.
You go to more games than I do.
I got to get to my first game. I'm dying to get to the Panthers this year. Froggy, what do you got for us, buddy?
My all right goes to Jonnu Smith.
Pause up!
Yeah, pause up. This is what we've been waiting on all season. So that is definitely a good sign of things to come. My oh no! Goes to Mike Tyson's ass cheeks, dude.
I love the. Did you see the video? Some guy dressed up like Tyson and his wife wanted to like kill him. But here's the deal. Too much. Did we like? He turned around like no big deal. Like, really, you're on live TV, dude.
He said, "I love you." Leaned into that kiss. Turns around. Cheeks.
Well, I think that was his son interviewing him.
Oh, was it? Nice. Cheeks, right. Though, dude. Still.
Yeah. I just saw cheeks.
I'm like blacked out.
And the camera couldn't screen. The camera couldn't go.
Well, it was Netflix. I mean, Netflix. You don't have to go away from Netflix.
I know, but still, too much.
Netflix is like,
if you want to know how old Mike Tyson is, he doesn't care that his cheeks are out old.
That's, you know what? That's, I was like, that's really the terrifying side of age right there.
When you
give no bleeps to
you walk into that LA Fitness locker room and you see pruny cheeks, you're like, oh.
Hey, can I just tell you something? You are 100% correct on that. Like, the young guys are covering up. They got the towel, making sure nothing falls out. They put their pants on, you know, whatever. The old fat guy, just naked.
Yep.
Out of the shower, just naked. He don't care. He might find his underwear within the next 3 minutes. He might not. He'll put the towel on the bench, sit down, put his socks on first. And I'm looking at him like, yo, maybe you ought to put some drawers on first.
Nope.
Like, geez.
All right, everybody. That's our show. Thanks for the fun today. And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
We're still hungry. I could pork you. I could.
Colorado is goth.
Okay. Very strange.
It's enough to just drive you bat bleep crazy.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
What are you eating?
What's going on with me lately? I apologize. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what?
Hope you motherfucker have a good day.